Welcome to Quick News. This is Ted. The news was published on Monday, January 6th. Today, we've got two brilliant minds with us, Eric and Kate, to delve into what's up with Mars's spring spectacles. So we've just had quite the surprising news about Mars. Apparently, springtime on Mars means frost avalanches, gas geysers, and explosions. Eric, can you break down what's happening on Mars during this season?
Absolutely. During Martian spring, the temperature rise causes carbon dioxide frost to break apart, leading to phenomena like frost avalanches and gas geysers. For instance, a 66-foot-wide chunk of carbon dioxide frost was photographed mid-air crashing to the ground in 2015. The whole scenario is wild.
But Eric, it's not just about frost breaking. The gas geysers that result from sublimation, where solid ice turns directly into gas, are equally fascinating. They cause explosions that throw dark fans of debris onto the surface, much like Yellowstone geysers.
Kate, you mentioned sublimation. Can you elaborate on what's different about Mars' sublimation process compared to Earth?
Sure, Ted. Unlike Earth, where ice melts into water, on Mars, carbon dioxide ice sublimates. It turns from solid directly into gas due to the lack of a thick atmosphere. This creates dramatic gas geysers. It's like a giant dry ice show.
Kate, while that's true, it seems you're overlooking the role scientists and the Mars Reconnaissance Orbiter, MRO, play in tracking these changes. The MRO's high-rise camera helps capture these high-resolution images and monitor phenomenal events like avalanches and sand dune reshaping. The observations provide so much valuable data.
Eric, let's move on to something quite interesting. These frosty avalanches. Why are they so different from what we see on Earth?
Well, Ted, on Earth, avalanches typically involve water ice. Martian avalanches involve carbon dioxide frost, which sublimates and creates massive cracks and explosive breaks rather than melting fluidly. Imagine an ice cliff that explodes into gas instead of sliding down as snow.
Eric, isn't it also worth mentioning how these avalanches contribute to surface changes? The gas explosions create scour marks, sometimes resembling giant spiders. They look scary, but are purely a result of the gases breaking through the surface. Just think of an arachnid pattern.
That's some engaging back and forth. Eric, what about the dust storms and dunes?
The same seasonal winds, especially during spring, dramatically alter the landscape. These winds are so powerful, they reshape sand dunes and carve out long troughs in the North Pole ice cap. It's kind of like a relentless Martian wind sculpting the surface like a master artist.
And Eric, these changes are so extensive that some of these troughs are as long as California. The Martian North Pole's swirly patterns are a testament to how dynamic this environment is.
Let's pause here and dive deeper into a historic event that resonates with these phenomena. Moving into the historical context, what past event can we compare with these Martian spring spectacles? Eric, what comes to your mind?
The Dust Bowl of the 1930s in the United States is a pretty apt comparison. Massive dust storms reshaped the landscape in a similarly dramatic fashion, causing significant environmental changes. The extent of erosion seen during the Dust Bowl parallels the reshaping of the Martian dunes. It's eerily similar in terms of sheer impact.
I disagree, Eric. The Dust Bowl was human-driven. A better comparison might be with Iceland's Eyjafjallajökull eruption in 2010. This volcanic event caused massive ash clouds and surface reshaping due to natural forces, similar to the natural geyser and frost avalanches.
Interesting
on
points.
Mars.
Eric, how do you link the Dust Bowl directly to the Martian events?
Both involve strong winds causing significant surface changes. On Mars, the winds are so strong during the spring that they create deep troughs and redistribute the sand dunes extensively, just as the Dust Bowl winds did to sediment and soil in the Midwest.
But Eric, the Eyjafjallajökull eruption's explosive nature, ejecting ash and modifying the landscape instantaneously, mirrors the sudden and violent nature of Mars's gas geysers. The abrupt changes and environmental
impacts. Let's examine the implications. What kind of future impacts could these Martian spring phenomena have? Eric?
Understanding these events can provide insights into climate patterns and seasonal changes on Mars, helping us predict similar or even more drastic shifts. This knowledge aids future Mars missions in preparing for environmental conditions they'll encounter.
While you keep focusing on preparation, Eric, I think these studies are about appreciating Mars's unique environmental dynamics. They remind us of how different yet fascinating extraterrestrial weather patterns can be, encouraging more exploratory missions.
This is heating up. Let's move on to what this means for the future. Looking forward, how could these Martian phenomena unfold in the near future? Eric, what's your take?
My viewpoint is that these phenomena will significantly affect future colonization efforts. We need to carefully consider the environmental hazards like frost avalanches and gas geysers in designing habitats on Mars to ensure safety and sustainability.
I think you're being overly cautious, Eric. The focus should be on developing technology to harness these environmental factors. Imagine using wind power from Martian winds or sublimation for resource extraction. It's a frontier waiting to be
optimized. What about the scientific community? Eric, do you think these phenomena could impact future research?
Absolutely, Ted. They open up new avenues for scientific exploration. Researchers can learn more about surface interactions and ice behaviors, which could even influence our understanding of Earth's polar regions.
But Eric, it's also about opening up new philosophical and ethical questions. How much should we alter Mars's environment if we settle there? These phenomena remind us that Mars is a living planet of its own, with its
solid points from both. Let's talk technological advancements. Eric, what kind of innovations could arise from understanding these Martian spring activities?
We could see advancements in construction materials resilient to sudden temperature variations and structural designs to withstand explosive troughs and wild winds. It's all about creating technology that adapts to harsh Martian conditions.
While I see your point, Eric, I believe we should focus on robotics and AI to explore these regions first, gathering more data on these events before humans land. This tech-first approach minimizes risk and maximizes data
collection.
Quite
the heated debate. Eric, your final thoughts on Mars's future impacted by these phenomena?
Mars offers new research dimensions and opportunities, but we need to approach it cautiously and smartly to ensure the long-term sustainability and safety of any potential human presence on the planet.
And I say we embrace it with innovation and curiosity, leveraging these phenomena to propel our technological capabilities forward. Mars is a new chapter.
Thanks, Eric and Kate, for this engaging debate on such a fascinating topic. We'll continue to monitor Mars and see how these predictions pan out.